Studio Classroom is here for you. It helps you in all you do. It helps you know what you do. So tune in and now enjoy the fun.
Hello everyone, my name is Garrett, and today is a great day to learn something new.
So let's do that together, friends. My name is Anne-Marie.
And friends, you're joining us back here on Studio Classroom. We continue today what we started yesterday, our book review.
That's right, we're on day two of our article called How to Be Enough, where we are talking about people who feel that they are self-critics and perfectionists, how they can treat themselves with respect.
Yeah, what is our goal? To find self-acceptance while still finding room to grow in our lives. We'll jump into it right now, friends, with our first reading.
How to Be Enough. Hendrickson also offers practical tools to help readers change how they relate to themselves. These tools are designed to be realistic and easy to apply in daily life. One important step is learning to recognize the inner critic without obeying it. Critical thoughts about oneself often sound convincing, but they are usually unrealistic. By recognizing these thoughts, people can reduce their power and emotional effect.
Hi everyone, welcome to Language Lab. I'm Jack. 首先来看 realistic 这个形容词，它是由名词 real 加上后缀的 istic 所构成，意思是现实的或是实际的。譬如Ben made a realistic plan to save money before his summer trip. Ben 在暑假旅行前制定了一个实际的存钱计划。Realistic 也可以指艺术作品栩栩如生的。例如 ,his painting looked so realistic that people thought it was a photo. 他的画作非常写实，人们都以为那是照片。将 real 的字尾加上 ity 就是名词 reality。意思呢是现实或是事实，譬如 Zoe dreamed of living abroad, but reality kept her close to home. Zoe 梦想着在国外生活，但是现实让她只能住在家乡附近。
Yesterday, we learned quite a bit about who this author is talking to. Now, let's learn some more practical tools.
That's a great word that you used right there, Garrett. It's one of the words we'll see in this first sentence. Practical means that something is useful and sensible.
For example, wear practical shoes for hiking. You know, this word makes me think of clothing. Sometimes there are parts of clothing that are there just because they look cool, but not because they serve any practical purpose.
It also makes me think of choosing the right type of shoes for the activity. You might like to wear high-heeled shoes, but they're just not practical if you want to do something like hiking.
Absolutely. Okay, let's read it together, friends. Hendrickson also offers practical tools to help readers change how they relate to themselves.
Change how they relate to themselves. To relate to, friends, means to understand or connect with.
Well, let's use that in another sentence. I can relate to you and your story because I faced something similar.
So if you're trying to relate to yourself, you're trying to improve the relationship that you have with yourself, the way you talk to yourself or think about yourself.
All right, let's continue. These tools are designed to be realistic and easy to apply in daily life.
One important step is learning to recognize the inner critic without obeying it. What are we talking about here when we say inner critic?
Okay, inner critic is very similar to some of the things we talked about yesterday. It's that voice in your head that is constantly judging you and giving you self-criticism.
Here's how we could use inner critic in a sentence. Quiet your inner critic.
Okay, so we're saying that that is a voice in your head, but you don't necessarily need to listen to it.
Yeah, and what our article is saying here is that you need to acknowledge that you do have this inner critic that is telling you things about yourself. Now, we see a similar word here in the next sentence. Let's read it together.
Okay, critical thoughts about oneself often sound convincing, but they are usually unrealistic.
We see that word there, critical. Critical means to judge or to find fault with something or someone.
For example, try not to be too critical of yourself. Now, there are some somewhat positive uses for this word. I think of our teachers in school telling us to have good critical thinking.
Critical thinking is having good judgment about what we read. But if you say someone has a critical personality, that is not a positive.
No, they're just thinking negatively about everything, and you might even think negatively about yourself.
Exactly. Okay, let's see what else our article has to say, friends. By recognizing these thoughts, people can reduce their power and emotional effect.
Okay, there here is those critical thoughts. By recognizing them, recognizing that voice, it won't have as much power over you.
To me, it sounds like once you recognize this critical voice in your head, your response needs to change. Before, you might have agreed with it or listened to what it was saying, but here what you need to do is listen to it, but not take it to heart. Change your response.
Recognize that that voice inside of you is often not realistic. It's not speaking to things that are true about you or your experiences. Well, friends, we have more to say. Right now, let's go to our next reading.
How to be enough. Another key lesson is that confidence does not come first. Action does. This idea may feel uncomfortable for perfectionists, but Hendrickson explains that people gain confidence by acting despite feeling unsure, not by waiting until they feel ready. Small steps taken with self-compassion help retrain the brain to tolerate discomfort and uncertainty. Mistakes then become part of learning instead of proof of failure, making a clear distinction between growth and self-worth.
Pearl cannot tolerate spicy food because it makes her stomach hurt. Pearl 不能吃辛辣食物，因为吃辣会让她胃痛。Tolerate 字尾如果改成 ant 就变成形容词 tolerant， 意思是宽大的，能容忍的。譬如 ，The city is known for being tolerant of different cultures。这座城市以包容不同文化而闻名。Tolerant 前面如果加上带有否定意味的字首 I am， intolerant 就是指不宽容的，在医学上呢也是指不耐受的。譬如 ，Kevin is lactose intolerant， which means his body cannot digest milk properly。 Kevin 患有乳糖不耐症，这表示他的身体无法正常消化牛奶。
All right, I think I've got it. I just need to be confident. I know who I am. I don't need to listen to anyone.
I'm not sure if that's the kind of confidence we're talking about here, Garrett. Let's find out from our article, friends. Another key lesson is that confidence does not come first. Action does.
Okay, action does. Action is doing something instead of just thinking about it.
Here's an example. Take action now. don't wait. So the idea that our author is talking about, friends, is that you might not feel confident about doing something, but you need to do it anyway.
Okay, let's talk more about that action. This idea may feel uncomfortable for perfectionists.
That's a good word for us to talk about, friends. Uncomfortable, feeling awkward or not at ease.
For example, the talk made him uncomfortable, so he went and took a break.
All right, so this idea that you should act first before you feel confident is not something that perfectionists generally like to do.
Yeah, I would agree with that. Sometimes you want to think and plan for a long time until something is perfect, maybe before presenting it to your boss or going and doing something, but really, you should just get started.
I have found this to be true in my own life. Oftentimes, I think too much and I wait too long before I take action. I found that if I take action first and learn as I go, the result is much more what I like.
Yeah, this will be true much of the time. We continue, but Hendrickson explains that people gain confidence by acting despite feeling unsure.
We see a great word that we should talk about together, friends. It's that word despite. Despite just means even though. If you see the word despite in a sentence, you often can just exchange it with those words even though.
Yeah, let's use that in another sentence. Despite the rain outside, we still went out.
So you could say, even though it was raining outside, we still went out.
All right, let's finish that sentence by acting despite feeling unsure, not by waiting until they feel ready.
Small steps taken with self-compassion help retrain the brain to tolerate discomfort and uncertainty.
Mistakes then become part of learning instead of proof of failure, making a clear distinction between growth and self-worth.
Oftentimes, when we make a mistake, it affects our self-worth. What our writer is saying here is that instead of it affecting your self-worth, help it affect your growth.
Okay, and we heard another word in that sentence, this word distinction. A distinction between two things is a clear difference between them.
Let's use distinction in a sentence. There is a distinction between right and wrong.
So we want to make a distinction between growth and self-worth. You can have both of these. You don't want them to slow each other down.
Exactly. And we're going to talk a little bit more about that in the last part of our lesson, which we will get to in just a moment, friends. But right now, it's time for us to take a deep dive.
Deep dive.
Hi, friends. Let's take a deep dive into the English language together. What are we looking for today? Let's retrain the brain. Imagine you've been biting your nails since forever. Every time you're nervous, chomp, chomp, chomp. One day you decide, enough. You catch yourself, take a deep breath, and squeeze a stress ball instead. Day after day, you practice the new habit until nail biting feels weird and the stress ball feels natural. You've literally retrained your brain. That idea of teaching your mind new patterns, that's retrain the brain in action. Retrain the brain means to change old habits, thoughts, or reactions by practicing new ones over time. For example, after the accident, she had to retrain her brain to walk again by doing tiny exercises every day. Or people who feel anxious in crowds can retrain their brain to stay calm by practicing slow breathing and positive thoughts. Here are some similar ideas and phrases. Rewire the brain is very close and sounds a bit more sci-fi. It means creating new neural pathways. For example, meditation can help rewire the brain to feel less stressed over time. Break old habits focuses on stopping the bad ones first. For example, he broke his old habit of scrolling on his phone all night and replaced it with reading books. I once had to retrain my brain to wake up early instead of hitting the snooze 10 times. It started with just 1 minute earlier each day. Now, mornings feel like a win. Our brains are like super flexible muscles. With practice, they can learn almost anything. Thanks for diving deep with me. Stay afloat. Until next time.
How to be enough. In the end, how to be enough delivers a comforting but challenging message. People do not need to become better before they deserve kindness. This shift can feel unfamiliar at first. Upon loosening impossible standards and responding to setbacks with understanding, readers can build resilience, courage, and self-trust. The book encourages a calmer, more flexible way of living and working.
我们来看 flexible 这个形容词，意思是弹性的或是灵活的。譬如 ，The flexible schedule allowed Emma to study in the mornings and work in the afternoons。这个弹性的时间表让 Emma 得以在早上读书，下午工作。Flexible 的名词是 flexibility， 意思是灵活性、弹性。譬如 ，Stretching helps improve flexibility， making it easier to bend and move safely。拉伸有助于提高柔软度，让身体更容易安全地弯曲与活动。Flexible 前面加上带有否定意味的字首 in， inflexible 就表示僵化的、无弹性的。譬如 ，The inflexible rule prevented students from changing their classes mid-year。这项僵化的规定让学生无法在学年中更换课程。以上就是今天的 Language Lab。See you next time。
So what do you think, friends? Are the words and the message of this book for you? Is this something that you need to hear?
All right, well, it seems like this is something that a lot of people do like to hear because we see that word comforting in this next sentence. Let's read it together. In the end, how to be enough delivers a comforting but challenging message.
Something that is comforting gives you comfort.It makes you feel better. Sometimes even it makes you feel a bit safer.
Different things can be comforting. You might have a comforting blanket or environment, or somebody's words can feel comforting.
Right. So this message, the message of the book, delivers a comforting but challenging message. People do not need to become better before they deserve kindness.
This is a really good message, friends. We see that word deserve there. This means to earn or to be worthy of something.
You might hear someone say, you deserve a break. You've been working so hard.
So earlier we were talking about how perfectionists often associate accomplishments or success with their worth, and therefore they will be maybe not so kind to themselves when they don't accomplish things. But here, the author of this book is saying that people don't need to become better before they deserve kindness.
Yeah, and hopefully that sense of kindness or comfort can help move you forward to be creative and to continue to grow, rather than become lazy.
This is definitely a challenging message to hear though, friends. Let's keep reading. This shift can feel unfamiliar at first. Upon loosening impossible standards and responding to setbacks with understanding, readers can build resilience, courage, and self-trust.
Anne-Marie, you just said a lot of great words. Let's talk about a couple of them. One is loosening. If something is loosening, it's becoming less tight or often less strict.
For example, rules could be loosened. Loosening rules helps creativity grow.
Right, so those rules won't be enforced quite so strictly. Our next term here is setbacks.
Okay, setbacks are problems that slow progress. I often think of setbacks as obstacles.
For example, you need to face setbacks with strength. Don't allow them to give you a sense of failure that stops you in your tracks.
What our article is saying here is that we are all going to face setbacks. There are always going to be things in our way that make us feel like we're going backwards or not improving. But if we use the things we learned from this book, we can respond to these setbacks with understanding.
With understanding, readers can build resilience. Resilience, friends, is the ability to recover even when you face hard times or setbacks.
Resilience is that quality that helps you bounce back. You've faced something difficult, or you've been knocked down, you didn't succeed. If you have resilience, you'll keep going.
So our main theme here is that difficulties and setbacks will come. We need to become people that are able to keep going even despite those challenges.
We have one more sentence to look at from our article, friends. It's the very last one. The book encourages a calmer, more flexible way of living and working. And I will say this does feel a lot calmer than what I have experienced in the past. I have dealt with anxiety before, friends, and a lot of it is surrounding the things we learned about in this book.
Right. I do as well. I often face a lot of that anxiety or frustration. I want to do things even better, but those feelings don't often push me forward to accomplish greater things.
Yeah, what our writer is saying here is that if we can be calmer about those things, then it actually does help us to move forward. It sounds great, but in practice, it might be hard to do.
All right, what do you think, friends? Keep thinking about these themes and how they affect your own life as we go watch our usage tip.
Hi, I'm Rex. 今天的 usage tip 要来看 upon 加动名词的句型，意思是一什么什么就什么什么，或者是当什么时候之后立即什么什么。upon 在这里相当于 on， 但更为正式，通常放在句首，后面接主要子句。upon 加动名词的功能与 as soon as 加主词加动词类似，说明这两个事件发生的时间很紧密。这个结构常出现在叙事性的文章当中。来看这个例句 ：Upon receiving the email, she contacted the manager. 她一收到这封电子邮件，便联络了经理。
Friends, we have a great talk about it question to look at as we end our lesson today. Which idea from the book would be the hardest to apply in your own life and why?
All right. I always have a really hard time whenever I face setbacks or what feel like failures. Our book is telling us we should treat these as an opportunity to learn and move forward, but sometimes they really do stop me where I'm at.
Yeah, something that I have really struggled with over the years and still struggle with today is associating my accomplishments with my self-worth.
Yeah, sometimes these feelings we have come from a good place. We want to do great things. We want to change the world, help people, and become better people. But we do need to remember that our sense of worth comes before all of those things.
And as our book is telling us, friends, that even when we don't succeed or meet our expectations, we still need to be kind to ourselves and treat ourselves with respect.
So don't give yourself too much self-criticism.
All right, friends, these are great things for you to think about and talk about in English. That's all the time we have for today. My name is Anne-Marie.
And my name is Garrett. We'll see you again next time right here on
Studio Classroom. I am so proud to have you in my life. A good friend lasts a lifetime.